Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would love to be part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon.
Episode 20.
All right.
Also number.
Right.
It's a number.
It's a number you wanted. You wanted to be able to do 20.
Woohoo! We made it!
We made it to 20. So,
Woo. So
today we drove to
Galveston.
Texas.
Galveston.
Yeah, that's how the Google Maps used to say it, Galveston, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And what did we do there today?
We went and checked out the 2025.
It's 2025?
Well, I'm checking it out for 2025. We went and watched the half Ironman 70.3. Well, I guess I'm double saying it. Galveston 70.3.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when we got there early, but we didn't get there early. We wanted to get there really early.
Yeah.
But everyone was there already. So we had to park in our normal space out by the baseball fields, way far away.
Got 16,000 steps.
Yeah, walking around.
Yeah.
So we got there. It was dark. Oh, dark 30.
Yeah.
And there was no toilet papers in the restrooms.
Yeah. So what you do if you run out of toilet paper, go to the paper towel to wash your hands. The one you wash your hands. Always go and check in the bathrooms before you sit down.
But you can go get the hand towels.
Yeah, especially the women.
Yeah, all the women were thanking me when I kept telling them, here, go use the hand towels.
Yeah, I went into every single
porta potty,
and there was no toilet paper.
Yep, they refilled them later on, but yeah.
Well, when I went in there, it still wasn't filled.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah.
So. There's pro tip number one. Although there weren't any pros in this one because they all went to yesterday to Oceanside 70.3 in Galveston.
In Oceanside.
Yes, yeah. Oceanside, California.
So Galveston was kind of empty.
Not really. There was, 3,000 athletes still that were there. So that was still a lot.
And when you went around and watched the bike or the run, it was like very full around the course.
Yes. Yeah. Not like when you were in Waco. It was just at the finish line where you had a lot of people.
I know.
So they weren't like all over the place.
It's more crowded there.
Yeah. So we actually walked.
I like it that way.
On the run course, we actually walked a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So you could see where they go and. The two little hills.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah, but after the third lap, you're not going to like it. Well, it's three loops on the run.
Yeah.
So a little over 4 miles each run. And then the finish. So it's set up a little bit.
I'm just going to pass those people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when they're walking up hills, you're just going to run up the hill.
That's the best time to go run.
Okay. That's good.
When someone's weak. You take advantage of it.
Okay, is that what you do to me? I'm weak, and you just take advantage, and bye-bye, Kate.
Yep. Yep.
So anyway, we were there in the morning, and we were taking pictures, and then some of the workers inside transition said, oh, would you like us to take pictures of you?
Oh, yeah.
And another guy came up and was like, yeah. And then they were like, they took a picture of themselves. So if the picture comes out good, maybe I'll just put their picture on as our picture.
Yeah.
So
when we saw them, I said, oh, hey, there's our friends.
Yeah, we saw them later. Yeah, so we'll, if the picture turns out good, That'll be the picture for this podcast. You'll have to go to the website.
We don't know who those two guys are.
No, we don't. So we went and we walked over to the swim area.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they were already lined up, and they were lined up way farther than when I did it a long time ago. They were down, I'd say halfway down to the boat,
mm-hmm.
to the paddle boat that's out there where the finish line is. And there were just tons of them out there. So we went over there, and we finally were able to find a spot in the front, and we got to zoom in on the camera so you could see the people jumping off.
Oh, and the mosquitoes were attacking us.
And we always forget about the mosquitoes. I don't know why we always forget that. If you're doing it next year, I'm bringing mosquito repellent.
Yeah, good idea.
But I'm sure I'll forget. Then we'll be talking about it again. So you got to see them jumping off the dock, feet first, three at a time, three little parts of the dock where they would jump.
Yeah.
And then they would swim towards the big black buoy. Well, how far do you think that was? 50 yards, maybe?
Yeah.
And then a little turn to the right, and then they swam away from the pier, kind of towards the main road that comes into Galveston there.
The bridge.
Yeah, where we mm-hmm. got stuck on traffic on the way out.
Yeah.
So they would swim out that way, and then they'd make a left at a buoy, and then make another left, and then go straight down towards the paddle boat.
Yeah.
So 1.2 mile swim.
There was buoys on each side on the left as swimmers were swimming, and there was plenty of...
Every 100 yards, there was a buoy.
Buoy and a kayak or a sea-doer.
Yeah, skidoo.
Skidooer.
Yeah, the sea-doer, ski-doer. Yes, and I saw the one that takes people when they quit. We didn't see anyone quit.
I mean, not that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
There could have, but... So, and the water seemed really smooth, so that made me feel better.
Yeah.
But you just have to go out there. I'm just talking to myself and giving myself...
A pep talk.
Go out there and don't pay attention to what's under it, under the water. Just pay attention to your swim and focus on getting to that swim finish line.
You know, I don't know if there's really any sharks under there. I just heard that from another podcaster. He said there's sharks in there.
Let's not say if there is or not.
Okay. Well, no one got eaten by any sharks.
Yeah.
And there was enough skidooers going back and forth. I think that would scare them away.
Yeah.
And enough paddle boarders out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it looked like the swim was really smooth.
I'm just going to stay up close with people, like I've said before.
Okay.
Oh, and there was tons of people sucking in the water and feeling sick.
Oh, yeah. They were drinking the water. And we saw
I didn't practice doing that.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, not.
You do that all the time. Whenever we swim, you always say that, oh, you drank too much water. But you can't drink the Galveston Bay water because it's salty.
Yeah.
And we saw that one guy, after he got out, went right for the garbage can and just started puking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you're hearing this and that was you. I'm sorry that you drank that water and it made you puke. You got to practice not drinking in the water.
I've done it a couple times and practiced and didn't.
I don't know how you do that. Water goes in your mouth, you just spit it out.
I know, but when you're swimming, you forget. You're focused on everything else.
When you're breathing out, you just spit it out. That's it. You can blow bubbles, blow out the water.
You do it in the bee box.
Okay, I'm going to fill the bathtub up with water, and I'm going to put your head in it, and you just practice sucking in water and then spitting it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so that'll work. When our pool is back open in 10 days, we can go practice again.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So the smooth was flat. There was hardly any wind, so there was no chop. Awesome.
There was great weather.
The only waves were from the skidooers.
Yeah.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, and the Ski-Doo that was trailing the pickup for the people that quit, completely empty. So that was nice to see. Okay, so they came in on the swim into transition. I didn't get to see where the wetsuit strippers were. And the water was cold enough that mostly everyone had wetsuits. Some people didn't, but most people did. That's good. So then they came running into transition, and you were watching people actually going from the swim to bike transition. Why don't you talk about that?
It was just kind of interesting now that I've done one, just to watch other people go through transition, and some of them are taking their time. There's one guy doing an inhaler, and they were putting their lip stuff on and wiping their feet and the sand off their feet, which I never care. I just put it in my shoes. I'm not princess like that or anything.
Yeah, you're gonna want to do that though, because if you have sand and grit, it's just gonna rub your skin raw.
No.
Yeah.
I've already had triathlons where I've never cared about it.
We practiced that when we were in Pensacola with the squirt bottle. We just had a little squirt bottle.
I'll figure it out on that part.
Okay. So you're watching them.
Yeah. Them go through their process of transition.
Yeah, that one guy, he set up, he had his towel on the ground and he wiped off his feet, put on his socks, put on his shoes, and then he walked all the way around to the front of his bike to put on his helmet.
Which I've done before.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was interesting. Usually we have everything on the one side. But yeah, people were taking their time, which is good because we saw some people.
Long time to bike ride.
Because we saw some people actually go out with their bikes and, you know, they have their shoes rubber banded to their bikes. And then they try to get on and one of the rubber bands snaps. So then their shoes not in the perfect spot for them to put their feet in. Then they struggled and swerved all over the place, almost crashing into people starting. And there can be a bunched up mob of bikers right there at the transition getting out past the bike line.
We still saw a couple of blind athletes.
Yeah, that was cool. They got on their tandem bikes.
You saw one guy that had no arm during the run.
Yeah, that was so impressive.
There's different people. There's older people, very old people. There's young people, young punks. There's middle age. There's all different people. It's kind of cool to see all the different ages.
Yeah. So we saw people getting on their bikes and they started going. And like I was saying, some people, you know, they didn't put their helmet visors on. It was still in the up position. Some of the helmet visors are magnetic. Like we have some of those. So while they're riding their bikes, they're trying to fumble and put their helmet visor, flip the position. So that could crash you. There was a guy riding with no hands trying to eat, and he almost ran into someone that was coming up alongside him, and he had to swerve. It was just, you just got to be careful at the transition. Some people are...
You got to be awake.
Yeah. Even though you
got to shake the swim off and come to attention of biking.
Yeah. Yeah, the first part of it is just down this little road, and then you'll make two right-hand turns and a left-hand turn, and that's usually when people start going, but some people start going at the beginning.
And then as we were talking today, people run out of oxygen. What do you call it?
Oh, when they hit their lactic acid, their lactic or their aerobic threshold.
Yeah, because by the time we saw on the run, people weren't doing well. They're cramping because they went too hard. And all their oxygen is gone from their blood.
Well, they used it too fast.
Yeah.
Yes, they're not in aerobic, they're in anaerobic.
Yeah.
So then they had to stop. And that can cause a whole bunch of other issues. And then we also talked about cardiac drift, where if you ever want to see your cardiac drift and you have a heart rate monitor,
yeah,
go on a treadmill and just put it at a constant speed, even if it's like at a 4, which is 4 miles an hour, which is 15-minute miles, and go for 2 hours and watch your heart rate. It will climb. That's called cardiac
drift. Or you can go out in the heat and your heart rate
will climb,
and it's so hard to get back down. Even if you're walking,
yes, it's hard
your body can't cool down, and your heart, I kept looking at my heart rate when I was running training last year, and your heart rate won't get down.
Right.
And then you try to run just a little itty bitty.
And you're up there already.
Still.
So some things you can do for that is work on intervals.
Just cool down.
And longer intervals and heat training. Which we were trying to do.
Yeah.
But you were having a hard time with it.
So I guess I need to work on it this year.
Yeah. Because the run can get hot on the Galveston Half Ironman. Though it was supposed to rain today and it didn't.
Which is good.
That would have cooled them off though. Yeah. And then the wind was blowing nicely during the run. It was nice and calm during the bike. So the Uber bikers, I'm sure, really liked that, because then the only wind that they were getting was their wind that they were creating,
mm-hmm,
right at 26 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were really good on the bike. They came in just a little over 2 hours.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Being done in 2 hours on your
56
bike.
Miles. Yeah. That.
So I did it in like 3.5 hours.
You did 340, but you're used to, 345? But you're used to doing it 315. But when you practice.
Is that what it was when I practiced?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it'll be 315 and better. I mean.
Yeah. I think, no, you came in at 350 on your bike, because we were saying that it was.
Oh, because of the hills.
The hills and the wind, the headwind, 25 mile an hour headwind. Yeah. But here, if you had any wind on the bike, it would have just been coming off of the Gulf. But it wasn't that bad. It was, at the beginning, it was nice. Because, yeah, when I did it, I had a headwind coming back,
mm-hmm,
which was no fun. Okay, so the bike. Oh, yeah, we met some people who asked us why we were there, who we were rooting for, what family member was there. And we're like, nobody, we're just here. 'Cause,
well, yeah. I mean, we've went to the race before, but
lots of times.
I wanted to really study it this year.
Yes, so you can make a determination if you want to do it next year.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it next year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It looks exciting.
So we'll set up a Patreon account so Caitlin can get her entry fee. No, we're just kidding. We're just kidding. There was a daughter, a son, a sister.
But the dad was.
The dad was the one. And then I think the dad's mother was there. And they were really worried because.
It's a sister.
And the sister, because they thought he had come in from the swim yet, but he hadn't. So they were trying to see him on the bike, and then they saw on the Ironman tracker he crossed the
finish
line.
So it really helps to have, we've seen people that don't have any support, mm-hmm, which is kind of sad, but I mean, maybe they want to be by themselves. Maybe it works better for them, but it really helps to have family support or friend support or to have a group. What is it? Like a workout tri-group. If you don't have any family members.
The community.
Yeah.
The triathlon
that
community.
Helps. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that helps. And they asked how long transition usually is. I said it can be like 5 minutes, but it just depends on how he practiced it.
Yeah.
So, you know. Take your time. So it took them about 10 minutes to get out. And then they saw him and they were really excited to see him. And so we cheered for him.
They were so cute.
So go Ralph. Go Ralph. Good job.
Yeah, go Ralph.
We'll check your time later.
We don't know his.
Yeah, we do. We know his number.
Oh, you remember his number.
Yeah, they told us. So we'll check it out and see how he did.
Mm.
So when the bike went out, we usually go and back to our car and have our late or early lunch, which we did. And while we were sitting there, we saw the Uber bikers come back already.
They're hauling. They're so cool.
They were just going.
Yeah.
So they came in and we kept eating. And I think probably the first 20 people we saw come in out by the parking area where we were by the baseball fields.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we started walking back. And then we saw the runners. So there was all kinds of different runners, all kinds of kits, triathlon one-piece suits, two-piece suits. Some put on just a tank, regular tank, changed to a tank top and running shorts.
Some had big fancy ones.
Yeah. Some had cowboy hats.
Yeah.
Yep. So we cheered some of them on. We did some videos. Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of people cramping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bunch of people
cramping. So bad.
Hamstring, calves.
Some of them were out of breath.
Yeah, they were. Some of them were wiped out. They probably went out too hard at the beginning, and then the heat got them with the cramp because it started getting warm.
And, like, sometimes, like, I feel really good, and I just want to go. But, like, with a race like that, you have to hold it back.
It's a half a marathon, people.
Yeah.
If you're good and that's what you practice, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Because we saw the first and second place finishers who were actually one guy, the guy that finished first, he was, what age group was he? 40 to 45, something like that? 40 to 44,
the first
finisher.
I know, that's really cool.
And then the second finisher was 18 to 20.
To 24.
24?
Yeah.
And the second place person actually won overall because of how they leave on the swim.
Okay.
So the young punk won. But good job. Congratulations to you, to both of you.
4 hours and two minutes.
2 minutes for, well, that was the clock time. I don't know what their actual clock time was.
So they can, that 18 to 24 could be a future Ironman.
Professional.
Championship. Pro someday.
Yeah. Could be. And he's going to do another one in Des Moines, he said.
Yeah.
The next one. And this was his first half iron.
Yeah. He's like, oh, have you ever done this? Have you ever done one? This is my first one.
Anyone.
But yeah, I was just thinking, like, when you're cramping, you go out hard and you're like, I train for this. But that cramping, it could happen anytime. You're not even, it just comes on unexpectedly when you don't even,
right?
You don't even know it's coming. It's right. Just bam, all of a sudden, it just pops up on your leg.
Right. And I don't know if they have,
I don't know if they have
pickle juice in the aid stations.
Yeah.
All they have, I know, is Coke. Coke.
But John, through my last one, he made the best. The best juice, juice for me. Ah, I didn't cramp. I didn't bonk. I didn't feel funny in my head. It's so awesome.
Right. And that just comes from my experience because I cramped on the bike and when I did Galveston.
I know, but I always feel,
and I
don't have the cramping problems, but like the head problems.
The lightheadedness, yes.
Like you're drunk and you don't know where you are.
Right.
Which is fun sometimes, but not when you're doing a race.
So that was the precursor for that was we need to make sure that your fuel is not going to be part of the formula of making you have problems. So we took care of the fuel. And on our website, the fuel mix.
Yeah, go there.
Is there. That's.
Yeah, maybe I'll Instagram it on our Instagram.
How can you Instagram?
I'll just type up the.
Fuel calculator?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. The fuel calculator.
Yeah.
So the fuel calculator is on our website. And since Kate mentioned Instagram, what have you been playing with?
Yeah. So we started an Instagram on, and it's called Addicted to Triathlon.
It's called Addicted.
It's Addicted to T-O Triathlon.
No, it's not number two.
T-O, I mean, the number two triathlon.
Addicted, the number two triathlon.
Yeah, that's our
Instagram.
account name.
Yeah. Oh, and then
Addicted to Triathlon.
Since you were doing that, I made a YouTube one.
Yes. So I've been putting a bunch of pictures and videos of my workouts and funny, corny stuff.
You riding a statue deer from the park. Yeah, that
was fun. I've just been having fun with it, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I sometimes am part of it when I'm huffing and puffing behind you or laying down. Yeah. Sitting down on the bench.
The last one, that was funny. You should check it out. So it's Addicted to Triathlon is our...
Right.
The name.
And then I did YouTube and I put a video of your Waco. Half Ironman Waco.
Mm-hmm.
On it, right?
Yeah.
And I gave you the video and I think you put that on Instagram too.
So we're now part of Instagram.
And YouTube. So today and YouTube.
We should put the little thing on our website.
Oh, yeah. I can do that.
Is that hard?
No, I just have to find the place to do it.
Oh.
Because it'll go on every page. The Instagram or the YouTube, I started going, I think I can do shorts on while I'm sitting here. And so I posted like two shorts. And then Caitlin said, where are you posting that? I said, on our YouTube channel. And you said, on Addicted to Triathlon. And I said, yeah, wait a minute. No, this is my personal channel.
He was all having so much fun. And I'm like,
I think I posted three. So I ended up going to and switching the account to our Addicted to Triathlon, the number two. YouTube channel.
So comment on any of those.
Yeah.
If you want to us. Just be nice.
I put a bunch on there.
If there's nothing you nice, don't too. Say anything at all.
You put some too, right?
What?
On Instagram?
What?
You put some from today.
Yes. I put a whole bunch.
Yeah. And it's, I think the hashtag is #Ironman703Galveston.
Yeah.
On both of ours.
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to check it out.
Yeah.
Because now we're dabbling in social media.
It's kind of fun.
It's kind of fun. I'm glad you're posting stuff.
It's all very innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'll try to find the video of Ralph and post it on there too.
Do you have it?
Yeah. I videotaped him.
Could name him
Ralph.
He
was like on the last of a nine minute video clip, so I gotta find it.
We know nothing about him, but we know his family, and his family was very nice. Yes.
So maybe he'll go, I'm gonna Google 70.3 Galveston and Ralph. Oh, look. Hey, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we had a good time out there, and Caitlin said she does wanna go do it.
Yeah.
So
I'm just trying to decide if I want to sign up for like a group, a triathlon group, or if I want to train by myself or.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The only problem with a group in Houston is where they meet and where they train.
But you just pick and choose where
Houston
you want to go.
Houston is so big.
I know. It's not like our little Pensacola, like when we had.
Yeah.
Pensacola.
They met at the same place every week.
They did, huh?
Yeah, swim, bike, and run.
Yeah, I was reading like the Houston Tri Racing Group. They meet in Texas or Cypress, Katy.
Yeah, which are suburbs of
Brenham,
Houston.
Brenham. Which that would be fun to go to in Brenham.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Let's form our own group.
Oh, gosh.
That's way too much work.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
That would be.
If I had money and lots of time to do it.
But. Yeah, that's the thing with a group. Then you have to have a board, and then you have to have the president and the comptroller and the IT person and all that. That's a lot. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had a good time. We're back. We're wiped out. I'm wiped out. Kate's wiped out.
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm just tired from waking up at 4 in the morning, 4:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, because we drove the hour there and got there. So now we're going to go to bed early.
Yeah.
So we're going to post this sometime this week.
Mm-hmm.
Not today.
So anything else with the run or triathlon?
No, just congratulations to all the people that finished and got their medal. You should smile that you did it.
Yeah.
And the people that may have missed the cutoff time, keep smiling because you kept going. And the people that didn't make cutoff time, it's good motivation to
at least you
try
did
again.
Yeah.
To go and try again.
Pretty much.
All right. That's all we got.
That's it.
Okay.
The big number 20. Woo!
Okay. So stay addicted.
And try.